power of nature. The tail end of winter cracking the whip in the Midwest. Tornadoes break the record books, obliterate communities from Indiana to Georgia. The cleanup begins on a bitter Monday morning. It's March 5th on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
We're going to take you to one of the worst sites of the weather-related destruction over the weekend. We're going to look at politics of energy prices and can religion and the secular world just get along? We also want to hear from you in this conversation. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org. But let's check the morning's top headlines.
It is the final full day of campaigning for the Republican presidential candidates before tomorrow's Super Tuesday contests. Voting takes place across 10 states, including Ohio, Georgia, and Virginia. Frontrunner Mitt Romney is focusing on Ohio, where polls put him in a dead heat with his rival Rick Santorum. For his part, Santorum says Romney's failure to solidify a lead is telling.
He can't close the deal with the superiority of money and the media and the establishment and everything. You know, everybody's endorsing. Every state, he's got all the endorsements. And he's still squeaking by.
That suggestion by Santorum coming as a new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll shows the primary battle is taking a toll on the candidates. It finds 4 in 10 adults now have a less favorable view of the Republican Party. Newt Gingrich is banking on his home state of Georgia, which awards the most delegates in tomorrow's voting. He tried to tone down his rhetoric during an appearance on Meet the Press.
Whoever the nominee is, we're going to work together to defeat Barack Obama, period.
419 delegates are up for grabs on Super Tuesday.
But it's all over in Russia. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin doesn't have to campaign anymore. He's claimed victory in the country's presidential election, but he may have to campaign about the credibility of that election. The official count gives him more than 64% of the vote, but the number is being questioned by activists who say the election was rigged. Numerous protests are planned today in Moscow after some election observers noted procedural irregularities. President Obama is getting a warm review from skeptical Israelis following a speech to the Israeli Public Affairs Committee. The country has been vocal in its opposition to Iran's suspected nuclear weapons program, as has the U.S. The president said the U.S. would not hesitate to stop Iran from using such a weapon to attack Israel.
We all prefer to resolve this issue diplomatically. Having said that, Iran's leaders should have no doubt about the resolve of the United States.
Officials in Israel called the president's speech an unprecedented show of support. The death toll has risen to 39 following a series of violent weekend storms that cut across the Midwest and South. A 15-year-old baby was found alive in an Indiana field, but she died of her injuries, bringing that state's toll to 13. The string of tornadoes hit Kentucky, the hardest, 21 people dying there. Rescuers are going door to door this morning in rural areas in search of more victims.
More than 24 Iraqi policemen are dead following a coordinated attack in the western part of that country. Officials say gunmen were wearing military uniforms and drove cars painted to look like government vehicles when they opened fire at security checkpoints in Haditha. And China's premier is warning of slow growth in the year to come. Wen Jiabo told the national legislature to expect growth of 7.5%. That's far lower than last year's rate of 9.2%.
Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are down this hour, as are Wall Street futures. The Dow starts at 12,977. It's the S&P opening at 1,369. And the Nasdaq begins at 2976, about 3.5 hours from now. Later this hour, we'll talk to an atheist who believes religion should play a role in the public square. Coming up this hour, gas prices have risen 26 days in a row. It's going to be part of the factors setting the agenda. We'll talk about that this hour. We want to hear from you. Have high gas prices caused you to change anything in order to save money at the pump? Are you driving less, carpooling more? Have you bought a different vehicle? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post at thetakeaway.org. And what do you think secular folks have to learn from the world's religions? We'll have that discussion later on this hour, but we'd love to hear from you in the meantime, 877-8-MY-TAKE. But we begin this hour with this.
It just moved like a lawnmower through some of the most beautiful countryside and some of the most beautiful towns that we have.
It's the governor of Indiana, Mitch Daniels, talking about the worst tornado damage he's ever seen, between 80 and 100 tornadoes over the weekend. We'll talk about it from the perspective of two people in Indiana. Stay with us.
A At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.